The City of Marquette is presenting the 6th annual City of Marquette Art Week, scheduled for the week of June 21st to 26th of this year. It's a week of special events spread throughout town dedicated to celebrating the arts and culture community with exhibits, concerts, workshops, installations, demonstrations, live performances, and a whole lot more. So joining us here at Public Radio 90, we have Tina Marin. She's the manager of the City of Marquette Arts and Culture Office to speak with us about all the fun that's coming up. So first of all, welcome back to our studios. You're the first guest that I've had here in person. It's a wonderful feeling to have you back here.
Thank you so much. It's an honor to be here as well.
Yeah. So now, in a period of more than a year ago, we've all been through a lot. Without, you know, talking about all of the maybe negative things, we're kind of focusing on looking forward, but you know, some of the reality is a lot of events were canceled, including Art Week events. So we're looking forward to it after finding ways to do things online, but it's just not quite the same to do things online, right? So we're looking forward, and people feel safer to go out and about doing things. Plus, we have wonderful summer weather here in Marquette, too, to look forward to. So what does it mean to have Art Week coming back to Marquette, having these events back, and how do you think it's going to help the greater Marquette community reconnect?
It's everything, actually. And last year, everything was canceled. And this year, we started planning Art Week in January via Zoom with all our stakeholders. We invited arts and culture stakeholders. That means every arts and culture organization is invited to the table, mm-hmm. every club, every gallery. And the response, because of COVID, was overwhelming. How do we do a safe, social distanced festival? At that time, we didn't know that we wouldn't be able to wear masks.
Sure.
We didn't know that we could gather in crowds. So actually, the intent moving forward was to have a festival regardless of restrictions, mm-hmm. and it would be spread out and social distance. Mm-hmm. And we're lucky that it's a lot more open now.
Right.
So we planned it with that intention. And doing so, we got more creative with our planning. We worked more collaboratively. And the response was bigger because every one of us was so hungry. So this planning has resulted in this really a diverse Art Week this year. It's the first large event in Marquette this summer. It's the kickoff for the season, and I think it's going to set the tone for the event season, and a tone of celebration coming together. It's a joyful experience. We decided also that we would have a theme, which was really important to everybody when we were planning, and that theme came out of these group dialogues. It seems simple to everybody, reconnecting through the arts. Mm-hmm. That's a theme. And all of the groups literally did that. They shaped a lot of their programs, original choreography, music, the idea of how they wanted to work within community and engage, using that word reconnect. And that's what this year is about. It's about reconnecting as a community, healing, coming together, celebrating the arts. And it's beautiful. I'm just very hopeful for the week.
Yeah. And, you know, what better thing, like you said, to reconnect with wonderful weather and great arts events and performances and being able to maybe like step out at Lower Harbor Field and like recognize somebody you haven't seen mm-hmm. in person for a long time. Those are those kind of magic moments I think we can look forward to, along with having some wonderful art displayed and these events. So it's great that that was kind of the central idea behind this, to just get people together, make us have an opportunity to reconnect. So from browsing online and looking on social media, seeing all these events, there is something every day for every kind of person, every kind of like arts and culture niche, so to speak. But, you know, with a pandemic in the past, like we kind of talked about, and planning everything out, you said originally you started off planning this Art Week not knowing that we might have some more open ability to do things together. So what did it take to get maybe a pivot from, well, I don't know if we can do all this, you know, with a mask or not, to the point where now you feel like there's a little more opening? How did that planning process change over time?
Well, I think that we are ramping up the marketing because we're not as afraid to have, obviously, crowds gather. And we would still, if tomorrow everything changed, we're prepared because everything is outdoors. Everything encourages a lot of movement. Everyone is going to have safety measures, especially where it comes to children. So hand sanitizer and different things when we're working with the, kids' activities, especially.
Right.
But everything is safe now. So if you're hesitant, I would encourage people that we've all kept that in mind with our events. You know, they're outdoors for a reason. There's many of them for a reason. So people aren't gathering in large, large groups. There's so many things. Everything is spread out. And this is starting at the South Trails. There's going to be an art display at the South Trails to Presque Isle. So it really covers the entire map of the city. Mm-hmm. And it's a smorgasbord of things to do, whether you're interested in visual arts, performing arts, everything is represented, all the art forms in Marquette. Great opportunity for people that aren't familiar with the arts in Marquette to see what they might be interested in, what they might enjoy. So an opportunity for just to experience in a free art experience and see what's happening in Marquette. And when I say diverse, for example, the music, we have folk, classical, country, all of the different musical genres are represented, mm-hmm. blues. And so there's a little bit of something for everybody this week.
Yeah. And, you know, there are so many things on the docket, like you said before, that, you know, there were arts and culture people in the area, artists, you know, event promoters that were really hungry to want to do something. So now this year, there's such a variety, such a breadth. So, you know, we can't cover everything right now, obviously. There's so many things, which is a really good problem to have, I think, especially as we're all ready to get outside and do more. So we wanted to talk about some of the places that our listeners can go to find all that information. You know, there's a few places online. There's a physical document here. You've got a wonderful new, it's almost like a magazine here. So can you tell our listeners how they can get engaged and find out all this information?
Well, a week ago, the city relaunched an event calendar. And formerly Marquette 365, we have relaunched it. It's called now the Marquette Compass, www.mqtcompass. And it is a resource for navigating through the creative community. One of the things it has is events for everything. Mm-hmm. All of the Art Week events are posted, including the online magazine, and that will be continually updated. So I really encourage people to go to this event site, and you'll be hearing more about that event site throughout the year because we'll be adding a lot more to it.
Sure.
Also, during Art Week, we'll have a booth. We'll actually be at the Farmers Market this Saturday, but Monday through Friday, we'll have a booth outside the Marquette Commons. You'll see our Art Week sign, and it'll be staffed with volunteers with a map and brochures and information so you don't miss anything. So if you're walking around town and you have a question, you can find us right at the Commons. One of the things that we'll be passing out at the Commons is a children's, or actually all ages, activity booklet called Arts Quest that was created by an online arts education school, Shape and Sound. Mm-hmm. And this encourages you and your family to go explore arts across Marquette. Okay. So you can pick your Arts Quest up at the information booth. That's exciting.
Yeah.
You know, and if that's one place to begin, Art Week launches with a opening ceremony at sunrise on Monday.
With Bugsy Sailor, right?
With Bugsy Sailor.
Yeah.
So if you've ever seen those sunrises posted on Facebook, we're inviting the community to come together. And there will be a poem read by Milton Bates, who wrote this poem especially for Art Week on the theme, Reconnecting with the Arts.
Nice.
And then we'll close with a poem on Saturday at the Willie Nelson concert. Marty Eschatz is writing a cowboy poem.
Excellent.
About reconnecting with the arts.
Yes.
So a closing, an opening, a closing, and a lot of great stuff in between.
Yep. And that's just part of the variety that's coming from Art Week, whether it's you know, gathering on the beach to enjoy a lovely sunrise, catching a concert, or, you know, hearing poetry, taking yourself on your own art quest. You know, it sounds like it's a really interactive and fun event. And again, it's all going to be, you know, outdoors and just engaging for a lot of people in the area. So just a reminder, we're speaking with Tina Marin. She is with the City Office of Arts and Culture here in the city of Marquette. She's the manager, talking about Art Week, which begins this coming week, June 21st, here in the city of Marquette, and talking about all the ways that people can get engaged and find out information, mqtcompass.com. They have a PDF of everything, basically everything that you could expect coming up for Art Week, plus on the Compass as well. You said that if there's any updates, let's say if there's like a rain event that happens, that, you know, reschedule information will be there too, right?
Correct.
Okay, wonderful. So again, I wish we could cover all of the things today, but just a few of the things. But are there other details that you'd like to share with listeners right now, or any other highlights for the event that you want to share?
Yeah, you know, it's important to just go out. If you see something, you can just walk by, or you can stop and engage for as little or as long as you want. Everything is free. This is for the community, presented by the city. Mm-hmm. Yes, tourists will come, but really, I think this is a community event. It's created by our local arts community for our community. And I encourage families with children, all ages, to come out. There's something for everybody. And it's going to be a great event, so don't miss it. You'll be sorry if you do.
And there's plenty of opportunities to engage along the way, so I think it'll be hard to miss it because there's going to be so many great things coming up in Art Week. So
yeah, and you know, I need to mention our big sponsor that also allowed us to pay and fund some of these very worthy performers and projects and workshops, and that's the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs. And that is one of the reasons also that we've been able to grow. Investment from the city, investment from the groups that are involved, but also the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs. So come out to Art Week and support your creative community.
Super. Well, Tina, thanks so much for taking the time to speak with us about Art Week. And we're going to talk more about Art Week a little later on as well. Plus, we also had an interview with members of the Revolve event that's kicking things off on that Monday. So there's more information at WNMUFM.org. So look for that and look out at MQTCompass.com. So Tina, thanks again for taking some time.
Thanks for having me.